Good evening, everybody. It's December 31st, 2013. Just a little over 4 hours left in the new year here in the Eastern Time Zone in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. And it's Anne's last year. And I thought I'd just do a little bit of a boo to, first of all, pass along Happy New Year to everybody out there. And just kind of reflecting back on the year, 2013. Of course, I'd gone into it with a two-part audio boo, and it made some pledges. One of the things to not stay up so late. Well, that never materialized anything, but then not surprise with any New Year's resolution. I never was one for keeping them, and I was never one for making them. But one of the things I did do and managed to keep and surpass is to make a goal that on the 31st when in pledging that I would get up to at least 400 audio boos, which I did manage to do, passing it on, I think the 19th of November on the way down. It was that there was one at the Buffalo bus station, was boo number 400. And that was even with, I think, earlier in the year, taking down a boo. And so I definitely surpassed it. I think this will be for boo number, I think 414 or 415, at any rate, as of the time of this recording. And so I'd say we've done pretty good. And it's been a little harder to boo here at my parents'. Of course I am, and I'm talking a little low. I'm in my room here. I've got the door most of the way closed. And they've got CD on some music, German music, of some girls. Don't know what it is, but they're talking about it's a CD that my dad's played quite often over the past couple of years since they had it from a secondhand store. They got really nice lyrics to them. I don't know, but one is about a guardian angel, Jonathan, and then a song talking about little tiny things in life, like you don't need silver and gold to please your friend or whatever, you're getting someone for someone special, just a piece of chocolate, a bottle of perfume, and whatever not. But anyway, they had that on. It's almost winding up now, and just came off the exercise bike here that my parents have in the room, in the master bedroom. But yes, I did surpass 400 boos. I did surpass that. That's one thing I did do. And I visited the wife 3 times throughout the year. And spent hours and hours on Skype. First in March, late March into April through Easter. Then in late June into July, where I flew for the first time in my life this year. And I flew from Buffalo out of Buffalo into Atlanta and back. And that was enjoyable. It was, couldn't believe how quick it was. It just flew, literally. And it was really neat. I really enjoyed it. And I would do it again. Just, you know, finances permitted, I'd do it more often. But anyway, it was a good experience. And then, of course, the other big thing, at the end of October, would see me, my roommate, moving into her own place, which was more or less decided that while I was down there. We had a bed bug infestation in our apartment, and that kind of was the straw that broke the camel's back. And so we moved out, and probably just as well with the bugs there, as they were a hectic and time to get rid of. And so my roommate wanted her own place too, and I think had been wanting it for a while. I think that just pushed it, along with her not being satisfied with the way things were. I was my computer in the living room, and hers, and her being stuck, basically being stuck in the bedroom, because with me talking to Delma so much on Skype, that kind of kept her in her room. She didn't feel comfortable, and understandably, couldn't watch TV or do anything. So I can't say that I blame her for being that way. Wanting her own place, I would too, if the situation was in reverse. But anyway, that took care of that. And then November, as I said, I went down again for the third time. And now and here at my parents. Subsequently, I decided that I've been thinking that for a while, if I ever had to move out, it would be to my parents, because the ODSP up here just don't give you enough money. You have the rents here about 600 minimum, and that's as low as you can go. About 650 to 700 on average for a one bedroom. And having to help the wife out with the rent too, a little bit of money. I won't get into any amounts. I won't discuss the amount here because that's, keeping it down. Because she had to move out of she didn't have to, but she just felt that she couldn't continue living where she was. And so she had to vacate, and her parents' house sold, and so she had to move into a trailer. And so it's not geared to income, so that's the reason that is the way it is. There's that. And, that was back late January, and of course we got the trailer in April, we're married. And so, like I say, I've saw it, it's a nice trailer, could be a little bit better, but it's an older trailer, don't know how old. Nevertheless, she's there, and it's way out in the middle of nowhere. Well, there's a few other people around there too. Well, she had a really good neighbor, who was good. Sometimes could be a bit of a nuisance, but I will keep out of that. Just basically more of an annoyance than anything. Not really done anything bad to her or anything. I thought she was pretty good and very helpful. A couple of times brought stuff over while I was there, and for Delma too, while she was by herself, and take her places too, as needed. So there was that. And then of course bowling, the tournament back in April, up in Newmarket again. And then, of course, in May, the tournament that never amounted to anything. We got no teams. But there was a segment. Cogeco Cable did a segment, which is our local cable company, in case you don't know what Cogeco is. They did a little bit of a segment for that, but that didn't seem to draw any new members when we started up in September. So, unfortunately, it's a go. What else happened to me this year? Well, when I went to March, of course, I was still with my roommate. She had her cat fixed, B. And, she had her cat fixed. Manx, a little Manx cat, of course, she was there too, so you got plenty of spoiled loving and petting for me and all, and so. And fortunately, the summer wasn't too bad. When I came back from Alabama, I got an air conditioner for the window. Of course, I would only have it for the summer, towards it would be sold after I moved. I'm not sure if it actually did sell, or if my roommate, or former, I shouldn't say my roommate because he's not anymore, former roommate has it stored, or if it got picked up. I know there's someone was supposed to buy it. The other two did get, I was able to get rid of that, the big one, the 8000 BTU, and the portable that I had. That one did get sold. And a lot of, coming here to my parents, most of the stuff is let go. Furniture, the entertainment center is still outside in the carport at the time of this recording. Of course, I got my TV, my DVD, VCR, most of my cassettes and videos and stuff. There was a lot that the ex left. A lot of those are gone. and stuff, but, you know, like a lamp I made in shop had to be let go because I think it had bed bugs on it. I don't know if it really did or not. I don't see how that could. The shade, I can see that, but, I mean, it was wood. I mean, I can see maybe in the cracks, but had to let that go, and, you know, not devastated, even though I made that in shop back in 1980. I think it was 82, 83, I think. Or it was, I know, in the, yeah, 83, 84. So that's unfortunately is gone. Of course, the beds, but that was a given. And of course, the dresser that I made in shop, that is still here. And of course, the couch, and of course, dining room table that my grandparent, well, it belonged to my grandma on my dad's side, but it wasn't really of any sentimental value, so it was no loss to let that go. Had a white cupboard that had there. Of course, a microwave. A lot of those stuff was recycled, and my former roommate took with her. So, like, dishes and stuff like that went with her. So, now I'm here at my parents' and letting the year pass out and just over, do a time check here. It's about 2 minutes to eight now. And so that's going to be that. And so probably be on Skype with Delma as 2013 changes to 2014 at midnight. And I don't know if I'm going to stay up for midnight to come in there in Alabama or not. I guess it'll depend how we feel, I guess, when the time comes. Hopefully 2014 will be another year. Hopefully she'll come up here. I think I'm kind of picking up on little hints that she might be planning on coming up here, but I don't know. It may just be I don't really know. But there were a couple little indication hints that she's thinking about it, but, you know, don't know anything about that, so I'll just leave it at that. Would be good if she did, though, to meet my parents finally and family and all, and see where I grew up here and all, since I've been down there several times now, and she hasn't been up here, mainly because of, well, I think the costs, I think that, and then her cat, too, who she really loves, her name is Spazzy Wazzy. And okay, I've rambled on enough about that. And of course, the audio boo, of course, as you know, I'm paid for the audio boo plan for the $100 for the full year, which will be up in June. So I don't know if I'll take it again or not, or what I'll do. I guess it depends how much I boo and how long I boo. A lot of them are shorter and all. So, with that said, if you still be listening at the end of this boo, I'd like to once again wish everyone a happy and safe 2014, and I will close out my final boo for 2013. So see everybody in 2014. So take care and have a blessed day, and once more, Happy New Year!